97.5 The Fanatic.
Let the party begin!
The show starts now.
Now it starts. The penultimate John Kincaid show before getaway day tomorrow as we head to Las Vegas with your Philadelphia Eagles.
Some of us.
And some of us went and had babies during football season.
Selfish.
Selfish bastard is what I'd say. Telling you, you can't time anything, Jamie?
Yeah, no.
You can't time it? Oh, come on now. This is just incredible. Bradford White Water Heaters brings you the 6 o'clock hour of the John Kincaid Show. Bradford White is here for the pro. That little buzz is, that buzzy bee is that.
Bob's mic. One day it'll get fixed.
One of these days they're going to do it. I think they're going to fix it one day.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it's like a little buzz of a bee or something. Imagine conducting yourself completely unprofessionally at work. Imagine thinking the rules don't apply to you. You want what you want when you want it. You don't listen to anybody. You aren't accountable to your teammates. You're overindulged, out of context with reality, and somehow you want to portray yourself as the victim. That's you, Ben Simmons. You're looking in the mirror this morning. Your plan failed. The Sixers called your bluff. Your reputation has been trashed. They're making fun of you on late night talk shows. You're an embarrassment, and you still don't get it. You still have a wise sage relative that would say, show me the company you keep, and I'll tell you all I need to know about you. Yeah. Ben Simmons needs a factory reset because the current setting is too moronic, and it's bad. Just like Bob's microphone, it's bad. And that's where we begin the 6 o'clock hour with Bob and Jamie and Pat and Connor and Mike and the coach, Eric Camille, and the buzzy
it's
Mike.
It's supposed to get better as the day goes on, though.
Oh, it is?
It just needs a warm-up.
That's what I was told.
You know what it is?
It's like a warm-up picture. You know, I got to say, I get a couple words in and then it goes away.
And then it goes away. That's normal.
Yeah,
very normal.
Why are you manhandling the mic?
That's a good point.
That is, Bob. It is your fault.
This is Bob's fault.
Okay.
John Kincaid Show getting started here. Ben Simmons yesterday, immense radio theater with Anthony Gargano.
I was streaming in the kitchen.
I had so much fun listening to him.
Oh, my gosh. I thought he was going to lose his mind. And then he just started to sort of, it seemed like he was having fun with it. Like he thought, oh, my God, this is crazy. And it was crazy yesterday. There's no understanding this man. There's no a man child, I should say. There is no way to understand him. I don't know what world he lives in. I don't know how he wakes up in the morning as a young man, professional, and looks himself in the mirror and says, "Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm doing the right things."
You know, just to try to bring in my own brain of what the hell's going on here. I was texting with a lot of former and current athletes last night, just not on the Ben Simmons thing particular, although that was okay. The overriding thing, but just to say, like, how do you feel if you had a teammate that did this or whatever? And like I said before, and it reinforced what I said before, which I don't understand, it's not me at all, but almost to a guy, and these are current and former athletes that played professional sports.
Okay.
Almost to everyone I talked to, they said, yeah, I would reach out and talk to them first before I cast judgment. I found that, okay, good for you. You're more of an adult than I am because I would have washed my hands and been confrontational right from the beginning.
So you're saying if they're his teammate, you mean they would have done that?
They would have. Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, almost all of them said, yeah, I would take him aside and say, hey, what's going on, to try to find out what's what. So
it's already past that point.
Well, that's, I agree.
He ignored them, right?
I mean,
word has it, he ignored them.
And he told them not to come out to California.
I know none of these guys said that, though. And the reason I'm sharing this is it reinforces that, yes, we as observers, as fans, whatever, however you may categorize yourself, we can all say, and I would agree with you, screw him. I can't believe he's doing this to the team. That's me, too.
Right, right, right.
Bob Cooney's on that. I'm on that. I would wash my hands and be like, dude, get the hell out of here. I don't want you to be my teammate.
I'm done with you. Yeah, I'm done with you.
But these professional athletes are a bond that we don't understand. And it is something where they're looking out for the best interest of each other. And last night, like I said yesterday, all throughout the day, to a man, it was, yeah, I'd take him aside and try to find out what's going on. It was more of an understanding than it was the gut reaction that we all have.
Jamie, you understand him? At all? Anything about him?
He likes video games.
Yeah. No, he loves video games.
That I know.
Video games is his passion and his joy.
Yeah.
I'm letting his own words speak for himself.
Yeah, I don't doubt that athletes have that bond, but I think it's past that. I saw a team yesterday that was, well, I shouldn't say a team. I saw the cornerstone of the team, an MVP candidate in this league, straight up giddy to get out there and talk to the media about what a circus this is. I saw a guy that was embracing the moment to intelligently bury him. I mean, the amount of shots he took at him in like a 90-second span from I'm not a babysitter, I don't care about that man, he does what he wants, to, oh, I just want to play with guys, you know, that are humble and share the ball well and are dedicated to be. He took him out at the knees without doing it in an over-the-top manner, and I thought it was amazing.
Let's hear it. Cut number five from Joel Embiid, where he talks about what his job is with the Sixers.
But at the end of the day, our job is not to babysit somebody. No, we get paid to we're just on the court, go on, play hard, win some game. That's all we get paid for. We don't get paid to come out here and, you know, try to babysit somebody. And that's not our job, and I'm sure my teammates feel that way.
He distinctly says it there, Pat. I mean, it's not his job to look after another professional who's making $100 million.
It's not.
To get him to go to work.
This is the maturation process of Joel Embiid. I feel like we've seen two guys who were coddled by the organization go completely separate directions, where one is taking on this leadership role and the other is figuratively, in a way, literally taking his ball and going home. I mean, what we saw yesterday was some of the most unprofessional BS I think I've ever seen in sports, where you won't sub into a play, and you can hear the disdain at this point on Joel Embiid. You can hear in his voice of like, I don't get paid for this. Like, no, this is ridiculous.
He doesn't want to have to talk about him, which is what Bob always points out.
Well, Joel knows they're getting ready to go down to New Orleans and start the season.
Right?
Why does he care about this?
Like, the
guy's
just
a distraction. There you
go. What in the
holy
hell?
It's Ben Simmons.
He's sabotaging your mic.
I think when you bang the counter there, it did that. So there you go.
You roughed it.
There we go. Don't bang it. No. Don't make it worse.
I think you have to change mics.
Doc Rivers had this to say about what his job is as the coach of the 76ers. I can't believe on the day before the opening of the season, he had to go through this.
At the end of the day, as a coach, I have to protect the team. Team first, and then we get to the other part. And so today, I just thought it was more important to focus on the team.
I mean, there it is. I mean, he has to protect the team. He's got to do what's right for the team. And this man-child doesn't know how to conduct himself as a professional. He just can't. He can't do it. He cannot help himself.
I have something to say about this, and I'll.
Yeah, Bob's going to say it as he moves to another chair in the studio. This is the most. We're doing this like once a week now.
It's
we got to do this.
Yeah, it was an absolute circus yesterday.
It's circus this morning, too, as we get the show started. Sixers at the Pelicans tonight at 8 o'clock on the Fanatic. Bob, what do you have to say about that from Doc Rivers?
Hi, Bob. Speak for yourself.
God bless Doc Rivers. I wish I could tell by Joel Embiid's reaction yesterday what happened. You know, they once again called him up from the basement. You know, hey, media's going to be here in 5 minutes. Somebody summons Ben. They summons him up like, Ben, we're doing defensive drill. Step in. No, I'm good. What? Step into the defense. No, I'm good. What do you mean you're good? I'm good. I don't need to step in. If you don't need to step in, then step out. Get the hell out of here.
I love that.
And if I was Doc, I would have had a ball in my hand. I swear to God, it would have buzzed right by his head as he was walking out.
Then you screw yourself. Then you look like the bad guy.
And that's who I am, and I would have been. And I would have been wrong, and I'm stupid, and it's happened to me on numerous occasions. How these guys are holding back their feelings is unbelievable to me. Like, the other day when they put their hands in, if I was Joel Embiid, and I'm blessing them for this because they know it's a business venture and they know what the bigger picture is. But I swear to God, when I put my hand in the other day and that guy was standing there dribbling a basketball, I would have said, hold on a second, and gone and grabbed him by the collar and said, put your hand in or get the hell out. Like, I can't believe this guy is doing this to an organization. Now, again, talking to some players yesterday, not on the Sixers, just athletes, to him, pretty much to a man, they said, yeah, I would try to talk to him. But then after I talked to him, if he had this feeling, I would have been like, I'm done with you, dude.
Done
like,
with.
I'm done with you. If I'm thank God, Jamie, you're absolutely right. Thank God what Joel Embiid said yesterday. He was so spot on. Who the hell is this guy to think he can hold the 76ers organization hostage for what?
With 4 years on his deal.
With 4 years on his deal, explain yourself. Now, look, I understand Daryl Morey getting some of the blame here. I really do. But nobody saw this.
What should he get blamed for? I keep hearing this.
Well, no, people are saying they should have seen this coming.
No, they didn't see it.
See, that's where I disagree with
this
you.
This is Clutch's playbook. And look, I know this is an extenuating circumstance because there's four years
but
remaining.
Where does the blame go to him?
They should have taken a deal this summer.
They should have maybe looked to advance this quicker. Nobody could have saw this.
No,
coming.
No one's seeing this.
Dude,
no,
this has never happened in the history of my life.
It's never happened in the NBA.
I brought up two months ago that this was going to be an absolute circus. I did a specific topic that this is going to blow up. This is a powder keg, and this is a untenable situation. I didn't see it coming to the extremes of this, but I saw it getting really bad.
Well, no, get bad is one thing. The situation down in New Orleans got bad.
Yeah, he had 2 years remaining on his deal, exactly. And it was a losing atmosphere.
But this has never happened in pro sports.
Okay, I knew it was going to get bad, and I'm an idiot on the radio.
Well,
I'm not in the front office of a team.
More importantly, Jamie, his job, Daryl Morey's job, is to do the best thing about building a roster for the Sixers. His job is not to go cater to a guy with 4 years left in his deal and take a crappy deal.
Well, guess what? He's getting a crappy deal either way.
We don't know that.
Yes, he is.
You don't know that.
He couldn't have known that at the time either. Correct. That Ben Simmons was going to devalue himself.
Yes, you don't.
Does anybody follow Clutch Sports? This is their playbook. They don't care.
Not to this extreme, though.
But they don't care.
Yeah, but Jamie, this has never happened in pro sports.
It was predictable.
Clutch might be distancing themselves from
him. Okay, when their checks stop clearing, let me know.
How do you predict the unpredictable that's never happened?
This,
what do you mean it's predictable?
Clutch is predictable.
This has never happened, even with Clutch.
That's great.
This has never happened.
It was predictable. I literally said 2 months ago, this is a powder keg.
Maybe you said
this
not
is
to
bad.
This level. Nobody thought this was going to
I didn't
going
think
to
he
happen.
Was going to, you know, refuse to go in
correct,
drills.
Correct.
But we knew this was coming.
Well, we knew it would be bad, but nobody thought he'd be a child like
they
this.
They met with him in Chicago and said, Ben is done in Philadelphia. Get a deal done before it gets to this point. There's no doubt in my mind. Clutch Sports said to Elton and Daryl, it's going to get bad if he's still on the team by the start of the season. Not a doubt in my mind. And they stubbornly didn't take what they were presented because they thought they could do better.
We don't know what they were presented. We know nothing.
It doesn't matter
at
this point.
By the way, again, the Indiana deal was fake.
It doesn't matter. There's deals out there. Teams called for Ben Simmons.
What deals?
I don't know. I'm not getting those calls.
You can't tell me that.
Okay, so nobody called for him?
No, you can't tell me that there was a good deal out there. You can't tell me that there
was... It doesn't matter if it's a good deal. You had to get him out. He's a cancer in that franchise.
Well, wait a second. I mean, as a business move, you can't
just
say, I got to get rid of him.
Jamie, that's ridiculous.
You have to get something good for him.
Yes, get something.
You can't just get anything.
I didn't say just get something. I said get something
good. You have to...
It's come to the point.
He is a cancer.
He is.
To the organization.
He wasn't back then.
Yes, he was. As soon as they met in Chicago, this was coming.
I don't, like all due respect, Jane, I've never seen something like this.
This has never happened in pro sports.
It's Clutch. Clutch has
never done this.
I'm not shocked by this at all. They have Anthony Davis wearing Looney Tunes shirts to get out of New Orleans.
Showing up for work. Still showing up for work.
And barely.
No, showing up for work and playing.
Barely.
Showing up for work and
he
doing
He sat
his
out
job.
Of games in New Orleans. They protested New Orleans down there.
And
this is all predictable.
No, they kept him out of games.
Yes, because he became a cancer. This is their playbook. Become such a cancer from within that you destroy the team and they're forced.
We ask you, you don't know what deals were on the table.
It doesn't matter. Some deals were on the table. What are you going to get now that's better than you? Because it's worse now than it was three.
You don't know what deals were on the table.
It's worse now than it was 3 months ago.
Again, what are you screaming for?
Because you're not listening to me.
No, I am, because you don't know any deals were on the table.
Okay, so there's no deals.
No, we don't know what deals were on the table.
I don't care what the deals were.
Well, then say that.
You're getting better by subtraction.
Not necessarily.
Yes, you are.
If you
look at that team right now. They hate that dude.
I understand
that
they hate him.
The coach despises. I bet he can barely even make eye contact.
Lower the volume a bit. For God's sakes, it's 6:14 in the morning.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
It is.
It was predictable.
Whatever's happened in pro sports was predictable.
Yes.
We're finding out.
This is what Ben Simmons has done to us. We're fighting amongst each other. Jamie, we are not the enemy. John, Jamie's not yelling at you. He's mad at the situation.
I don't want yelling at 6:14 in the morning. This is what I'm saying.
This is what Ben Simmons has done. He's broken us as a show. And I'll tell you what now. In 6 minutes, we're going to have a group hug.
No.
As soon as we go to break, we're all hugging it out.
Ben Simmons is coming to hug
on.
Jamie.
I want your pants on if we're hugging. Please.
Hey, the Delaware Valley's ultimate game room store? That would make us smile. Royal Billiard and Recreation since 1982. The best in pool tables, shuffleboard tables, foosball, darts, and other games online at royalbilliard.com. If you'd like to join the festivities, 610-632-0975. You may be feeling like Jamie this morning. You may be driving on the, you may be driving down the Schuylkill this morning, screaming out the window going, I'm tired of this guy. I want him the frick out of here.
Well, Daryl Morey overvalued him. They thought they were going to get better than what the league was presenting to you. And it was never going to get better from the initial moments you started getting calls. It's only going to get worse.
And again, what I'm saying to you, Jamie, quietly and calmly, is the Indiana deal was never offered.
I don't care about the Indiana deal.
Okay, well, that was one that everybody talked about.
Okay, San Antonio's another. Minnesota's another. Sacramento's another.
We don't know what deals were offered.
Okay. My point is it's addition by subtraction. The dude is trying to tear the team apart from within.
He is, and if they let it happen, then that's on them.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Daryl Morey's stubbornness in thinking he was going to get a good deal is the fault of the Sixers. Everything else, the other 90%, is all Ben Simmons.
All right, but you had to look for the best deal then. Like, you were talking about Dame Lillard all the time. Dame Lillard's going to happen.
You were all on the Dame Lillard. You were the number one in the campaign.
I'm not fighting with you. But what I'm saying is you have to put yourself in the moment as opposed to putting yourself now and looking back at the moment. Ben Simmons was worth something back in May. You can't just say addition by subtraction, get rid of him for almost anything.
As soon as he stepped foot in Camden, it was over.
Like you said before,
you couldn't let him come back.
Dame Lillard.
Well, that was October.
I was. Daryl Morey probably was too, but it's not reality anymore.
As soon as
he stepped foot in Camden, it was over.
You were the last one off the Dame Lillard train.
Yeah.
You were the one. So you had unrealistic expectations.
Yes.
Until October.
I'm in radio. I know it was unrealistic. It was a hope and a prayer. I'm not Daryl Morey. I'm not the guy in that office that has brought that cancer into the building. Because as soon as they asked out, it was going to be a cancerous situation. And what do we have on our hands now? A complete and utter circus failure.
But like, not for nothing. And I just for sake of argument here. Like, you didn't see this before. You can't say that you did because you were saying as many as 2 weeks ago that, like, hold out for Dame Lillard.
Hold out for Dame.
It wasn't 2 weeks ago. I gave up on that, like, 3 weeks ago.
Hey, more expensive gas and groceries? Our friends at Business Roundtable want you to get in touch with your congressman because they're pushing tax hikes on businesses with government spending, making inflation worse. Check out Congressman Protect the Hardworking Americans, paid for by the Business Roundtable. Mike in Levittown wants to chime in. Mike, bring a little fun and frivolity to this. How are you?
Man, this Ben Simmons chatter here is absolutely insane. And if you think, if anybody in Philadelphia with a half a brain think this is over, you are sadly mistaken, my friend. This is a grown-ass man acting like a man boy. He thinks it's a video game and he can reset. Not in Philly, you can't. I'm telling you, I drive him to the airport or wherever. I drop him in the Schuylkill. Goodbye. Get gone.
Cement shoes? Mike, cement shoes or what?
Oh, you know what? I put one of them on him just to make him struggle.
Wow.
How about Chris in Tampa? Chris, how are you, buddy? Good morning.
I'm good. How about you guys?
Good, man. What's going on in Tampa this morning?
Listen, Jamie's 100% right. This was totally predictable, and the Sixers could have got out of it early in the summer.
Tell me what they could have gotten in the summer.
Okay. Well, nobody knows the exact.
Well, then you can't.
Well, then we can't have this conversation.
Yes, you can.
No, you can.
I'll give you a deal right now. They could have got. They can still get John Wall. Okay. You might not want him, but
I don't
want him. You might not want him, but it's better than this right now. John Wall's a great point guard.
Terrible contract.
Next year, he could take the player option, and it's a tradable contract. You can get rid of it, okay? So you could
Who wants the contract? Chris, it's a bad contract. And more importantly, Daryl Morey's job, Bob, you know this. His job is to build a team, and it's not to just take any crappy deal that's thrown out there. And this has never happened. Again, the Sixth Sports Center last night, they literally led with, this has never happened in pro sports.
That doesn't mean it wasn't
predictable. Well, then tell me the lottery numbers, because it's never happened in pro sports that this kind of crap is. This is a three-ring circus. And Daryl Morey's got to build a team.
Yeah.
It's his job to build a team, not to just take the first crappy deal that he can get.
I understand what Jamie's saying, that you could have thought that things might have gotten bad. But predicting this is where I'm kind of disagreeing. I didn't think it could get this bad. Like,
well, you're working on the assumption here that these are rational people. And look, they're rational because they're successful and all that. But they know they can be irrational and get away with it. Ben Simmons still has more hand than the Sixers. Now, however you want to cut it, Ben Simmons has the hand here. Because of what he's displaying right now. He can do that.
Brian Windhorst, yesterday, SportsCenter, and I thank Annie for this, sending this along. Brian Windhorst, no one could have seen this coming, was his first comment. And he is, okay. And he is the mouthpiece for Clutch.
I don't know how he can say that.
No one could have seen. Okay. No, he's talking about the three. They had thrown him on the three-ring circus. On the fact is how this is all going down, because this is Meltdown City. This is a crazy meltdown. He, who is a water carrier for Clutch, says, no one could have seen this coming, but everybody knew that Ben Simmons was going to make this uncomfortable.
And that's Jamie's really point. Yeah, I think that's Jamie's point, that Ben Simmons probably, I never saw it coming to this.
I knew it was going
to
be bad. I didn't think he was going to ignore his coach and refuse to go into the drill.
Well, that's what we're saying.
At that point, the damage is already done. Like, he's literally walking in the building and not even talking to his teammates.
Yeah, but that just happened. You know what I mean? Like,
but that's bad.
Even up till training camp, I thought, okay, he'll come in, he'll play. Either you figure it out or you get rid of him, whatever. Right. I never thought it coming to this.
Well, it's not our job to know that. It's Daryl Morey's job to know that. It's Elton Brand's job to know that.
I can't believe somehow they're getting the blame.
It's 90-95% Ben. Their fault was not realizing it was going to come to this circus.
You want to share with us, 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. We will take a breather. We will be back with you. And we look forward to hearing from you. You can get in on the topic. Plus, there is a silver lining to the Eagles start. We'll get to that coming up. John Kincaid Show here on The Fanatic. How are your windows? Is your home nice and toasty when it's cold outside? Were you sweating your butt off even on your couch in your living room all summer long? Well, your windows are probably crappy. They're probably letting the cool air out in the summer and letting the hot air out in the winter. That's why Window Nation's got a great deal for you. And you won't have to pay for 2 years. No money down, no payments, no interest for 24 months. Buy two, get two. If you have a house with 20 windows, you're paying for 10. House with 40 windows, you're paying for 20. Get the idea? Buy two, get two. With over 1 million windows installed and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, you're going to love these guys. Now, your windows, you may say, are a different size. Maybe they're a different color. You're not comfortable with it. Well, go to WindowNation.com. You'll find windows that fit your needs in all colors, styles. You want the grids. You don't want the grids. Call 866-90-NATION. Tell them you want to take advantage of this amazing deal. You do not want to pay till 2023. Buy two windows, get two free. No money down, no payments, no interest for 24 months. Get on in today. 866-90-NATION. Tell them Kincaid sent you.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Let's go to the Comcast Business Hotline, where every day in business is a big day. Let Comcast Business keep you ready for what's next. Adam Schefter joining us. And how does Adam join us there, Jamie?
Courtesy of our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. Download America's top-rated sportsbook app.
Adam, I know we've seen players hold out in the NFL before. Could you ever imagine an NFL player, though, taking the annex to this level like Ben Simmons has?
Yeah, it's happened. It's happened. We've seen it. We've seen NFL players eat whole ends, is what they're called. And Jalen Ramsey did it in Jacksonville, where he shows up there, even though he doesn't want to be there, and he makes life miserable for everybody around him until they trade him, which they eventually do, to the Los Angeles Rams. But it's happened. It's like I said, I refer to it as a hold in. And that's what Ben Simmons certainly seems like he's doing right now.
It's a, I would imagine that this is something that the commissioners of the sports would love to see something put in that they can control this, because it does seem like this has become more and more of a problem the last 5 or 10 years. Players just ignoring contract terms. And this is NBA with guaranteed contracts, Adam.
Well, we saw with Jimmy Butler in Minnesota. We saw with James Harden in Houston, right? Like I said, I brought up Jalen Ramsey, a different version of it, a legal version with all sorts of allegations swirling around, and with Sean Watson in Houston. Keo. I mean, it's not common, but it's not unprecedented, John.
Shefty, we brought this up yesterday because of the up and down play, to say the least, of Jalen Hurts. And obviously in this city, we're wondering if he's the quarterback of the future. Should he not be? And should the Eagles not be able to draft a quarterback that they think is a quarterback of the future next year? What big name quarterbacks would be out there next year that maybe the Eagles might dip into, and your thoughts?
Well, I think we're looking potentially at an offseason that's going to have another tremendous amount of quarterback movement. Now, we'll see how it all unfolds, but you're looking at the possibility that Aaron Rodgers could be traded, Russell Wilson could be traded, Deshaun Watson could be traded. To start right there with three big names, right? Like that, any one of those is possible. All three are possible this offseason. So you have those three.
It's a good
right
start.
There. Yeah, you're not going to start in a spot much better than that in many off seasons. And then you look at every other position, every other team, the situation. There'll be quarterbacks that rise up and quarterbacks that sink up in the draft board. That'll obviously change things. We don't know which quarterbacks will want out, because inevitably with the NBAization of football, we saw it last year with Carson Wentz, Matthew Stafford, other quarterbacks. I gave you those three guys. I can't imagine that those would be the only three guys that have some level of interest in moving on from their respective organization.
Let's live in pipe dreamland here, Adam, because I actually had in my notes the possibility of Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson becoming available next year. Now, with Aaron Rodgers, there's going to be a new contract attached to it. I'm not sure the specifics on Wilson, but either way, you're going to have to pay these guys. The Eagles are going to have a ton of money and a ton of draft capital.
Yep.
What would you speculate it would take to get an Aaron Rodgers at age, say, what, 36, is he?
39 next year, I believe.
Is he really that old already?
Yeah, 39 next year.
Yeah, 39 next year. So,
are we talking multiple ones? Are we talking one and a bunch of day two picks? What are we speculating?
It's a great question. I would say Deshaun Watson would be multiple picks because of his age, and again, we don't know how his situation is going to unfold. That still needs to be resolved, and there needs to be clarity there right now, and there's not. Russell Wilson, is younger. How Russell Wilson's about 34, 33, 34, I'm going to guess, off the top of my head.
Right? He is 32.
He's 32.
He will be 33 next month.
Okay, there you go. So he'll be 33 next season. My guess is, you know, again, we're living in hypothetical makeup fancy land. If the Seahawks were to move on from Russell Wilson, what would it take? Multiple picks again. Multiple picks, players, like some big combination. And I don't know that Aaron Rodgers will go for as much just because of the age factor. Obviously, he's as good as those other quarterbacks. He has had a Hall of Fame career, but he's going to be 39. And so he loses some value there if and when they decide to move on from him.
I can tell you right now, I wonder how exciting people would be around the NFL with this coaching staff. Because right now, Adam, there's no explanation for what they talk about on a week-to-week basis. What Nick Sirianni says, what Jonathan Gannon says. I mean, he loves their plan. Nick Sirianni loves their offensive plan. And nobody else who covers the NFL, analyzes the NFL, seems to like their offensive plan. But he loves it. And their coaching staff loves it. They like their plan.
John, what were you expecting to say? That he doesn't like his plan?
No, you know what? Yeah, Adam, I would. When they're shooting themselves in the foot like that, I would expect that he'd say, you know what, we're going to get under the hood and we're going to tighten things up. We're going to fix some things. Because every week he tells us he's going to do something and then doesn't deliver. He says he's going to run the football. They're going to be committed to it. And then he just goes and ignores it and doesn't do it. I expect honesty, Adam.
I expect Miles Sanders to run the football this week. Although, I thought it was going to happen against Kansas City, too, and it didn't exactly happen.
We've been waiting for weeks for it to happen.
Yeah. And he was successful in the last game.
Yes.
He is in my fantasy lineup on Sunday, Miles Sanders. So if he wants to score a rushing touchdown, that's fine with me.
That would be great if it happened.
Are you playing Kenneth Gainwell also?
Because they lost him the other night.
Well, what do you mean they lost to the other night?
They got lost in the game plan the other night.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm not just saying this is true. I loaded up on wide receivers and tight ends and other positions. So for the last 4 or 5 weeks, my starting quarterback and running backs in my fantasy league have been Jalen Hurts, Miles Sanders, and Kenneth Gainwell.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm 4-2. I'm 4-2 right now.
Yeah, well,
you're two games up on the Eagles. That's
Adam,
good.
Let's look back at that trade the Eagles made with Miami. Miami now looks like they're destined to be a top five pick. Why they wouldn't have tried to use San Fran's pick instead of their own is beyond me. Is that have the potential to be an all-time fleecing of a trade?
Well, here's the thing about it is that they traded a one to go get Jalen Waddle. They could have gotten Devonta Smith. Is Jalen Waddle that much better than Devonta Smith? We'll see over time, right? But it was a interesting move at the time. And what comes out of it is Philadelphia is sitting in the catbird seat here. It really is in a tremendous position going forward with all those picks. The Eagles could conceivably have three top 10 picks. Three, right? I mean, that
they're 2-6-8 right now.
Yeah, well, I didn't even realize that. 2-6-8. So they have Miami's, they have their own, and they have potentially the Colts, right?
Yes.
Yes.
That's a pretty enviable position.
Is that unheard of?
It's crazy.
Has that ever happened, Adam, where somebody's had three top 10 picks?
I got to see that. That's a very, very interesting question.
Colts pick is never going to be top 10.
Probably not.
There's no chance. I don't believe there's any chance unless Carson got hurt. And if Carson gets hurt, then it's a second-round pick.
Yeah, my guess is that's a mid-round pick in the end. That would be my guess. But right now, 2-6-8. Yeah, I wonder if the Jets traded away the number one pick for a bunch of ones. I remember one year.
Do you think Miami's pick will be better, will be lower than the Eagles' pick at the end of the year? Like closer to the number one pick. Miami's or the Eagles?
The way it is right now, it looks like Miami's.
Wow. That'll get people fired. That's going to get people fired. I mean, if that deal goes like that. If the Eagles are picking, and especially if the Eagles went and got their quarterback of the future with that pick, it would be crazy. I mean,
people keep saying it's a down year for quarterbacks in the draft. They keep saying that. And I know it's only October 20th or whatever today is, but I have to believe that when the end of the season rolls around, that there'll be a couple of quarterbacks that people are really highly interested in. I don't know who that's going to be. Just Malik Willis from Liberty is a guy that's gotten a lot of attention. People have spoken very highly about
him. And Matt Corral are running away.
I don't want another small conference quarterback in this town, though.
And Matt Corral, he's lighting it up. I haven't seen the guy play at all, but I see a lot of the buzz on the guy on social media. You guys watch him at all?
Yes.
He's got an arm. He's athletic.
I mean, and he's a guy who struggled to find a place in college football, but now he's found one with Lane Kiffin. You get the right coach with him. He's got a great arm, Adam. He can literally make every throw.
And he's mobile too, correct? So can run around, and which is what you want and need to have in this day and age, I believe.
Okay.
So, but that's my point. Like, I keep having personnel people tell me it's not a great year for quarterbacks. Okay,
right.
that may be true, but in the end, I believe that there'll be some guys that people covet that rise up the board and you say, well, we'd love to have this guy. And maybe you don't view this as a great draft class, and maybe you say it's a down year for quarterbacks. But in the end, there's always somebody or a couple of somebodies that get the attention of NFL teams, and I don't think it'll be any different this year.
All right, let's say
maybe the Eagles could trade 3 ones for Ben Simmons.
Let's say you were going to Vegas with us.
Yeah.
If I wandered through the casino and you were in disguise, where would I find Adam Schefter?
You'd find me sitting in the luncheonette having
you would.
Having breakfast.
Not a gambler.
I love playing fantasy sports. Love, right? But I guess that's good. But I don't play cards.
Games. Right. All right, there we go.
That kind of thing. Not for me. And Vegas has pretty good food. I'd be more interested in eating good food than I would be in playing poker or betting blackjack.
There we go. All right, Adam. Thanks, man. We appreciate it. We'll see you when we get back from Vegas.
Thanks, Shifty.
Oh, you're going this weekend?
Yeah,
huh?
We'll be there broadcasting live from Mandalay Bay Friday and Monday.
Guys, have a great trip. And make sure it's not like The Hangover or anything like that.
That's good. Jamie's not coming. I think we're safe. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. There we go.
See you, Adam.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.